minutes long, over 20 days, 100 new listeners. This is All Things Mac Summer Session with Jason Katz. Here are today's top stories. Are iPods supposed to last 4 years or for years? A record-breaking donation with little relation to Apple. The Mighty Mouse becomes even mightier. Not the cure to cancer, but the cure to hiccups. And a new way to get energy, Subway style. These stories and more on the first All Things Mac Summer Session show. I hope you enjoy.
Whoa! Slow down there, Pops! You're saying that there will be 10 new episodes of ATM over 20 days, each 10 minutes long, in an attempt to gain 100 new listeners?
That's right, son.
Wow! What can I do to help?
Well, it's pretty easy, actually. What you could do is tell a friend about the show. You could leave a review on iTunes, or vote for All Things Mac on Podcast Alley.
Golly gee! Thanks, and keep up the great work!
Just remember, our goal is to get 100 new listeners. So far, we have 199 subscribers. So by August 22nd, ATM wishes to have 299 listeners. And I will announce the amount during each show so everyone can see the progress.
Will do, boss!
Now back to the show. Apparently, the Chicago Tribune made a mistake. No, that's not the big deal. The big deal is that an Apple spokeswoman was quoted on saying iPods will last 4 years, as in the number 4. However, the same Apple spokeswoman said that she was misquoted and she actually said that they would last 4 years, not specifying how long. Now, I'm not sure if iPods are actually supposed to last for 4 years, but that to me seems like a long time. And most of my friends, yes, I do have friends, have had their iPods last for less than 4 years before needing them replaced. You have to remember that the upgrade cycle is very quick with technology. Computers are basically supposed to last for around 3 years before becoming obsolete. iPods are probably even less because of the fast upgrade cycle that Apple creates. Granted, Apple has recently slowed it down to about a new iPod a year, but it used to be even quicker than that, and they argue it should be quicker than that. The reason being is that if Apple doesn't upgrade quickly enough, it gives time for the competition to catch up, as it has. There are now plenty of viable iPod Nano rivals. However, the reason that they're not doing well is because of iTunes and the market that Apple has created. But Apple should watch out because of there's going to be a day where a viable alternative to the iPod is created, and that day could be coming soon. It may even come with the new MP3 player Microsoft is planning on releasing eventually. On the other hand, Apple has done pretty well with its iPod, and maybe they do know what they're doing. One can only find out come this holiday season. Philip Knight, a chairman of Nike, joined the ranks of philanthropists such as Bill Gates and Michael Jackson, spreading happiness to those in need. Knight pledged $105 million to Stanford University, a school known as the Harvard of the East. I mean the West. The school and its great Spanish architecture and world-renowned scholars has released intellectuals such as Herbert Hoover, Hewlett and Packard, Charles Schwab, and Philip Knight himself. The Nike chairman was a co-founder of Nike and is worth around $7.3 billion. The money he donated is going to be used to build a new business school building. Now, what does this have to do with Apple, you ask? Well, nothing really. But it is nice to see a big business giving back to the community. The Nike plus iPod thing was also released recently and got some pretty good press reviews. The Detroit Free Press said that the new gadget was, quote, the coolest new gizmo of the year. The gadget is pretty cool, and I got to use one hands-on. I'd say the only bad thing about it is the fact that you can only use it with an iPod Nano. I'd recommend it if you have a Nano and you want to shave off those pounds before heading off to the beach. The Mighty Mouse lost its tail recently, and now you can indulge yourself in the wireless world. If you have Bluetooth built into your computer, you can easily set up the mouse and experience a world without wires. Why am I whispering? it really isn't a big deal, and I currently use a wireless mouse by Microsoft. Yes, I know. How could I even think about using a Microsoft mouse? Well, it's pretty easy, actually, because it works damn well, and it has 6 months of battery life off of AA batteries, and I'm not complaining. The Mighty Mouse isn't really that mighty. The ball gets dirty easily, and the buttons stick together a lot. Although, I must admit, the mouse is probably the most beautiful mouse I've seen. Even though the ones that the cat brings in are pretty cute, too. This mouse works well, and is sure to draw attention. However, at $70, it's not a steal. One cool feature? It will run off of one AA battery if you're running short. It's one of those products in which you'll either love or you'll hate. Even though I don't love or hate it. I never got that expression anyways. Drinking from a cup backwards. Holding your breath and swallowing the air. Being physically abused. I'm sure everyone knows a way to stop yourself from hiccuping. However, there's now a product on the market that will stop you from hiccuping, guaranteed. This new Hick Cup uses galvanic action to cure your social problem. Even though it may seem weird to put this metal rod on your cheek and temple, it will get your problem solved safely and painlessly. This product is $25 and can be purchased at www.hick-cups.com. If you get a chance, look at it, because it has a very unusual look and supposedly works immediately. Now, I don't see why inventions such as these are made more often. Who knows? One day, mass communication and being able to send mail instantly all over the world for free might be possible. Or even audio recordings. We have nuclear power. We have solar power. Some of us even have superpowers. But how about human power? Japan is testing train stations that harvest vibrations and pressure from those in which who walk through them. The whole thing is in the testing stage, and they're not exactly sure how it's going to wind up. However, I think it's a great idea. Because of the huge population of people living in Japan, and the large amount of people who use public transportation in Tokyo and other large cities. This could be used to lower our dependence on fossil fuels and other natural resources. However, it won't be enough. Our lifestyles today require energy. They require electricity. Apple and other companies are committed to limiting their emitting of fossil fuels. Nonetheless, this is not enough. Being in California for a month, I experienced blackouts, even at baseball stadiums. A new viable fuel source needs to be found for the future of technology. And I think Japan is on the forefront of this, by developing such innovative processes. The Worldwide Developers Conference starts August 7th, and I will be covering it. No, I won't be there, but I will be discussing the new software and other products that are released from Apple around then. What do I predict, you ask? Well, I see a new Mac Pro to take over the Power Mac with a nice huge Intel processor. However, I don't think the shape of the tower or even the price will fluctuate much. This Mac will be powerful and be as blazingly fast as the forest fires in California. The Mac will come at a price, though. It will be expensive. There will also be a preview of Leopard, the new Mac operating system to defend itself against Windows Vista. This is the part of the event that I will be really paying attention to. There will be some revolutionary things presented during Apple's keynote. I just feel it. But I have no darn clue what it is. That was the first episode of All Things Mac Summer Session, and I hope you've enjoyed it. These few weeks will be very busy for me, as this episode took multiple hours to produce. Email me with suggestions as to make this show better, or email me questions and I'll be glad to answer them. Who knows, maybe I'll even announce your question on the show. I'm at a loss here. I'm trying to figure out a way to draw in a lot of new listeners, but I have no idea how to do so. I was thinking about having a contest with a grand prize of being able to come on the show and produce an episode. Now, I'm not sure if that's a great idea, because many people might not want to do something like that. Or I was thinking about giving away a prize. However, A, I don't have any prizes, And B, I don't have the money to buy any prizes. So if you or your company wants to sponsor or give away a prize to a listener on the show and get some nice advertising airtime, send me an email at allthingsmacintosh@gmail.com. Remember, there are other ways to help. You could vote for me on Podcast Alley or tell a friend. Thanks for everything. It feels good to be back. Enjoy your summer and the ATM summer session. Thank you.